being?
I think the core point to take on board here is what we're talking about is addressing local markets with a complete multimedia offering. Because we, the consumer, now want to get our news in video, in audio, in print. We want it available on our PCs, we want it available on our phones, on our iPads as we go forward. And the mindset has to change from just saying, you know, I produce a local newspaper. The mindset has to become to saying, I produce a local journalistic solution set. It's very dangerous to think of these things just as local TV stations. TV stations historically have very high costs, very high production values. They're built around the idea, in this country at least, of national advertising and big shows. That's not what this is about. This is doing the role that traditionally has been done by the local newspaper, but doing it using all of the technology tools that are now available.
And how have your thoughts on that progressed since you first wrote your paper? I mean, that was a little while ago.
I realise that there will come a faster, I think, than I thought, that a lot of this is actually going to be delivered by high-speed broadband. I think the use of over-the-air broadcast spectrum is a relatively temporary phenomenon. Now, the reason we have to do it is, for the moment at least, the vast majority of people receive their television signal through a conventional TV setup. They look at it on the screen at home. So in the early years of this, it has to be delivered through that set-top box, part of the UPG, so it's there and very visible. But in a shorter period than I think I originally thought, actually, it'll all come over broadband. And that's why I think it's very encouraging that Jeremy Hunt and co. are talking about pushing high-speed broadband into everybody's home, because then we have that delivery mechanism. Mm.
And Will Perrin was quite critical about local press standards and was questioning what press actually has to bring. And whether, I mean, do you agree with that point? Well, probably you don't, but what's your sort of take on that?
I don't think he was criticising their standards of journalism particularly. I think he was perhaps criticising their use of digital tools. I think, you know, the local press has been a very successful, very established industry for getting on for 200 years, and it's quite hard for them to change and adopt rapidly. So I think they'll get there, it's just slow.
But why, I mean just your point about resistance, I just wonder why continue to employ people like that in the industry that aren't prepared to change and counting down the days to retirement?
They're doing a job they've done for a long time. They're doing that job well. Companies have obligations to them, both legal and moral. You can't just say, well, we're going to wipe all this entire generation out. You have to change organisations relatively gradually. And for every one person who's resisting change, there are others who are embracing it and endorsing it. And it's quite interesting, remember, if you go back 30 or 40 years, the local newspapers were dominated by young people, because it was seen as the route into national papers and national television. It's only in more recent years that there's been a smaller young intake, if that makes sense.
Yeah, okay. Shift a bit.